The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
You're listening to Day 34 of Love Now. Today's title is Keep Loving Earnestly. 1 Peter 1:22 through 23 reads, "Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God." Our text today is 1 Peter 4:8. "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins." The New Testament letter of 1 Peter is addressed to a group of Christians in various regions of Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey. Specifically, it mentions believers in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. The letter is often interpreted as a message of encouragement and exhortation to those facing persecution and trials for their faith. Peter, as the author, aims to strengthen their faith and remind them of their identity as God's chosen people. Peter encourages Christians to love earnestly while they are enduring severe persecution. The word for earnestly, found in 1 Peter 4:8 and 1 Peter 1:22, is the word ektenes. It means to stretch out completely. It is the root of our English words tense and tension. Ektenes can be understood by picturing a runner stretching out with all his might at the finish line to win a race. It denotes maximum potential where a person is so fully stretched out that there is no slack. The word can also be defined as strenuous, without undue let-up, as completely extended. Therefore, when Peter repeats the exhortation to love earnestly, he is calling for believers to strive and strain to reach out and love others. David Helm's commentary gives additional insight into the message of 1 Peter 4:8. There are two observations to make about this verse. The first is the attending word earnestly. Our love is to be real, sincere, genuine. Second, consider the words one another. Love is by nature relational. This is something Peter has been driving at throughout. The words one another appear in the next verse and in verse 10 as well. What Peter wants in the last days is a one another kind of life. In fact, when you consider that he is writing to a host of churches spread across the terrain of modern-day Turkey, it appears that Peter wants this truth to permeate an entire geographic region. Churches are called upon to love one another. May we be known for our love, for indeed, as Peter goes on to say, love covers a multitude of sins. There is certainly some debate in regard to what this phrase means. After all, the blood of Christ alone is what covers sins. What Peter is saying here might be understood by way of analogy. Love takes the oxygen out of sin, the way a blanket chokes the air from when caught on fire. Similarly, as long as oxygen is present, forest fires rage. But if we could take the air away, the blaze would settle down, and great tracts of land would be saved. May we love in this way. May nothing evil be allowed to breathe for long. May we keep short accounts. The last days demand our sincere love. Bruce Barton provides more understanding to the phrase, since love covers a multitude of sins. Peter may have been quoting from this or from a proverb of his day that was based loosely on this verse. This does not mean that love ignores sins, overlooks, or tries to hide sin. Instead, Peter probably was thinking back to his words in 1 Peter 4, 1-2, that the believers should live the rest of their lives according to God's will and not human desires. As believers, they were finished with sin. The covering of sins, then, is the ability that believers have to forgive one another because Christ has forgiven them. Love works as a shock absorber, cushioning and smoothing out the bumps and irritations caused by fellow believers. When we love now and love earnestly, we live out the high calling demanded of followers of Jesus Christ. Living in Christ-like love puts believers in the best possible situation to sin less by loving more. Consider these questions. Are you loving others earnestly? Why, or why not? Why is genuine love worth straining to reach out for? In what ways does your love help you to sin less? Thanks for joining us today. Be blessed.